2. Long prompts, files, and phone use. Submitting long prompts. In this section, we're going to talk about submitting longer prompts to ChatGPT and also uploading files for analysis. Submitting long prompts. Let's start with submitting long prompts. First, log into your ChatGPT account. If you have a very long and detailed prompt, it can be helpful to break it up into multiple lines. You can do this by pressing Shift plus Enter at the end of each line. This creates a line break without submitting the prompt. Freight broker example. Let's say you want to find carriers with specific qualifications. Instead of typing, find carriers within 100 miles of Chicago, Illinois, who have at least 5 years of experience, a safety rating of satisfactory or better, and can handle hazardous materials, specifically Class 8 corrosives. Also, list their MCE number and contact information. You could break it down like this, using Shift plus Enter after each line. Find carriers within 100 miles of Chicago, Illinois, who have at least 5 years of experience, a safety rating of satisfactory or better, and can handle hazardous materials, specifically Class 8 corrosives. Also, list their MCE number and contact information. This makes the prompt easier for you to read and edit, especially if you want to make changes later. Carrier example. A carrier might use a multi-line prompt to draft a detailed email to a broker. Compose an email to brokername@brokerage company. I'm responding to load ID number. Confirm my availability for the load from origin to destination. My truck number is truck number, and my trailer is a trailer type. I can pick up on date at time. My rate is rate, all in. Confirm receipt of this email and send the rate confirmation. Copy pasting long prompts. If you have a prompt that is unusually long, you can break up that prompt by hitting Shift plus Enter or uploading the content of the prompt in a supported file format. Uploading files. Grab a PDF or something on your computer and then click this paperclip icon. It says Attach File. Upload from your computer, or you can connect it to your Google Drive or Microsoft OneDrive. The simplest approach usually is upload from computer. Freight broker example. A broker might upload a CSV file of their available loads and ask, analyze the attached CSV file. Which loads have been sitting for more than 3 days? List the load ID, origin, destination, and required equipment. Or, they could upload a carrier's insurance certificate, PDF, and ask, analyze the attached insurance certificate. Does this carrier meet our minimum liability coverage of $1 million? What is the policy expiration date? Carrier example. A carrier might upload a PDF of their operating authority / MC certificate, and then request, analyze the attached PDF, find and give me my MC number, and list all states I'm authorized to operate in. Or they might upload a scanned fuel receipt, image, and ask, analyze the attached image, extract the date, location, gallons purchased, and total cost. Also, identify the fuel type. The cool thing is, you can upload additional file types as well. PDFs, spreadsheets, CSVs, even images. Recap. So, in this section, just to recap, I showed you how to submit longer prompts that use multiple lines and also how to attach a file for ChatGPT to analyze. If you're on the free plan, usage of this file attachment feature will be limited. This is an incentive to upgrade to Plus. Can I use ChatGPT on my phone? Can you use ChatGPT on your phone? Absolutely, yes. There are two primary ways to do it, either through the official mobile app for iOS or Android, or through your mobile web browser. We'll walk through both. OpenAI mobile apps. OpenAI has launched dedicated mobile apps for both iOS and Android. Both of the apps are free and come with features like syncing your chat history across devices. You can start a chat on your laptop and pick it up on your mobile phone. It also has voice input, so you can talk out loud, asking your questions to ChatGPT in a more conversational way. To download the mobile app, open up the App Store on your phone and then search OpenAI ChatGPT. Scam apps. This is really important because there are a bunch of copycat scam apps that force you to pay extra. Make sure you're downloading the official app by OpenAI. It's released by OpenAI. Just make sure you're downloading the correct app and not a copycat scam app. ChatGPT app. Once you've installed the app, go ahead and log in, and then open the app. All you have to do is type a message, just like you're chatting with a friend or sending a WhatsApp message. Start a voice chat. You can start a voice chat by clicking the headphones in the corner. Then it's going to say, connecting, and open up a voice input, voice chat history. What's really cool is you can see the entire voice chat history. You can ask multiple questions back and forth. Then, let's say you stop the voice chat. You can keep asking questions within the same conversation by typing it out at the bottom. If you click on the upper left corner, you can see all of the past conversations that you've had. It's a really handy way to keep using ChatGPT while you're on the go, and you have access to your previous conversations, so you can continue where you left off. Mobile web version. So, that's one option to use ChatGPT on your phone. The second option is to use it through your mobile web browser. To do that, open your mobile browser. The default is Safari, but I personally use Google Chrome. And just go to chat.openai.com on your mobile phone. It will look again something like the familiar ChatGPT interface. You can log in there and start using ChatGPT. This mobile web version still provides most of the features that you need. It just doesn't have, for example, voice input that the mobile app does. Freight broker / carrier. Use cases, mobile. Freight broker. While waiting at a loading dock, a broker could use the mobile app's voice input to quickly ask, what's the current average spot rate for dry vans from Chicago to Atlanta? Or type a quick message, find me available trucks near Memphis with team drivers. Carrier. A driver could use the voice input while on a break to ask, what are the HOS regulations for driving through Texas? Or type in, summarize the key requirements of this load contract after snapping a photo of it. So the short answer is, yes, you can absolutely use ChatGPT on your phone, and it's super handy for quick answers. You can use it for productivity. If you need to brainstorm things or jot down different ideas you have, draft a quick email. Today we covered the two options to do that, the mobile app or the mobile web browser. And again, for the mobile app, just make sure you're using the official mobile app from OpenAI and not one of the other kinds of scam apps that make you pay extra. What can I ask ChatGPT? What can you ask ChatGPT? When you're brand new to ChatGPT, it can feel overwhelming trying to figure out what exactly you can ask, what you can't ask. But the reality is, ChatGPT is super versatile, and you can ask it almost anything, within appropriate bounds. Whether you're looking for help with everyday tasks, brainstorming, coming up with plans, diving deep into a topic to learn more about it, ChatGPT can help with that. ChatGPT can also help with content creation, writing, answering basic questions, confirming historical facts, explaining a definition or terminology, wanting to understand a concept better. What is the capital of France? Just as an easy example. Now let's ask ChatGPT. Can you explain the theory of relativity in simple terms? Here I put in simple terms because I'm trying to learn it. But let's say you have a background in physics or math and you want a more complex explanation. So I'm just going to copy this so we have a continuous thread. In mathematical terms, I am an expert in math. Here we're asking the same question and just asking ChatGPT to frame its answer a little bit differently based on our background. If you already have a background in a certain area, you can ask ChatGPT to explain it to you in more detail so that you get more value out of the explanation. ChatGPT response. This is not a simple explanation of the theory of relativity. You can also ask ChatGPT for help with creative tasks, brainstorming ideas for a project or initiative, writing stories, poems, even writing an email response for work, or helping craft a social media post. Now, if you're working on something more technical, such as coding or math, you can also ask ChatGPT to write code, debug code, or explain code. For example, write a Python script that uses Beautiful Soup to scrape simple web pages. Obviously, based on your exact use case, you'll probably want to add more information here. But here's a simple Python script that you can go ahead and copy and paste, or you can request additional revisions if this isn't complete. And let's say, for example, you're brand new to programming. I've never used Python before. How do I set it up on my computer? ChatGPT is also super useful for this kind of step-by-step guide. How do I do this on my computer? I've never done it before. How do I set up this app or accomplish this task? ChatGPT will give us a step-by-step guide to setting up Python on our computer. Another useful area for ChatGPT is planning and organization. For example, we can ask ChatGPT, suggest meal ideas based on these ingredients. You can also use ChatGPT purely for fun. To recap, there are a ton of different ways to use ChatGPT. Tons of use cases in both your personal life and work life. So I would encourage you to just start diving in. Start asking anything that comes to mind. Give it feedback to improve its answer. Tell it more context about your situation or question or request. Give it feedback specifically on what to improve, what to avoid. The most important thing is getting comfortable using ChatGPT and having that back and forth dialogue with it. Freight broker and carrier examples. What to ask. Freight broker. What are the current FMCSA regulations regarding electronic logging devices? Explain the difference between a bill of lading and a proof of delivery. What are the standard payment terms for freight brokers? Give me 5 subject line options for an email to carriers about a high-paying load. Summarize this article about the latest trends in freight rates. Draft a cold email to recruit a specific carrier who has good safety scores. Carrier. What are the HOS rules for team drivers? Explain the different types of freight trailers and their uses. What are the best practices for securing a load of specific cargo type? Give me 5 ideas for blog posts about truck driver safety. Summarize this news article about new emissions regulations. Create a short script for a recruiting section to attract new drivers, highlighting our company's benefits.